Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. And because he first, because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and a thanksgiving unto you and unto you alone. We thank you for another day and another opportunity to serve in your kingdom. We thank you for how you watched over us as we slept and we slumbered during the midnight hours. And now we rise and we shine into a brand new day that you have made, Father, and we rejoice in it. Father God, as we embrace the gifts of this brand new day and surrender the day back to you, we first of all want to begin by confessing any and every sin of omission and commission, all the areas of our life where we have come short, Father, the things we did that we should not have done, and the things that we did not do, Father, that we should have. For this, we are godly sorry, and we ask for your forgiveness, and we thank you for your faithfulness to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness if we confess and forsake our sins. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. And we say thank you for absolutely, absolutely everything. Father, as your word goes out on this morning, we ask that you will anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to our hearts. Help us to believe, help us to receive, that we might obey. And we say thank you over and over and over again, that the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, 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 and amen again. We bless the Lord, we bless the Lord, we bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life with Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, with Jesus Christ as King and Jesus Christ as Lord. We pray that everybody is feeling good this morning and your bodies, amen, your faith expectation and levels are climbing higher and higher and higher as we are rejoicing in the gift of this brand new day that the Lord has given unto us. Every day is a gift. Time is precious. Amen. And so we thank God for an opportunity to redeem it according to his will being done. If this is your first time with us here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, welcome, welcome, welcome. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Amen. This is a platform where we meet 7 days a week, lifting up the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda, and it is my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. We want you to invite you to visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Find out more about our ministry. Stick around enjoy the services, come on back, amen, and bring other people with you when you come. Amen and amen. We want to begin this morning, amen, by looking at a scripture found in Matthew chapter number 21. Matthew chapter number 21, and I'm going to begin reading in verse 1. And it reads, "And as Jesus and the disciples approached Jerusalem, they came to the town of Bethphage on the Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two of them on ahead. 'Go into the village over there,' he said. 'As soon as you enter it, you will find a donkey tied there with its colt beside it. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone asks what you are doing, just say, the Lord needs them, and he will immediately let you take them.'" This took place to fulfill the prophecy that said, "Tell the people of Jerusalem, look, your king is coming to you. He is humble, riding on a donkey's colt." The two disciples did as Jesus commanded. They brought the donkey and the colt to him and threw their garments over the colt, and he sat on it. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. I am going to talk to you today from a subject, a very difficult subject. A subject that most people don't want to talk about. And our subject today is preparing to die. Preparing to die. Beloved, in our scripture today, we see, glory be to God, where Jesus was preparing. We know that we are in preparing now for the festivities of Palm Sunday, glory be to God, Good Friday, Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. Over 2,000 years ago, beloved, around this time, right before Palm Sunday, Jesus was preparing to die. Actually, in all actuality, Jesus was preparing to die from the moment he left heaven to come down 42 generations, conceived in the womb of Mary and born in the manger. Jesus was born on whatever day he was born. We don't care if it was September, October, November, or December. He was born. We're not going to get caught up in the birth date. Jesus wasn't born on September 25th. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. All right? I tend to believe he was born on my birthday in September. That's not the point. The point is he was born. So Jesus always was. Jesus didn't come about when the biblical cord was cut. When he came out of Mary's womb. No, Jesus always was. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So from the moment that Jesus, amen, agreed to take on a body and come down into earth to redeem mankind back to God. See, Jesus was preparing to die from the moment he told his Father, "Prepare me a body and I'll go." Whoo, it is written of me in the volume of the book. It is written of me, I'll go. So Jesus was always preparing to die. So now we come into the manifestation of it, the fulfillment of it. Here it is, just a couple days from Palm Sunday. Just a couple days from Palm Sunday, beloved. We see Jesus said, all right, look, Matthew was nice. He used the word donkey. Some of the other writers used the word ass. Okay, it's the same thing. A donkey is an ass. Okay? He said, I got need of it. Okay. He said, I have to go into Jerusalem. What was Jesus doing? Jesus was preparing to die. Most of us, beloved, amen, we would have been ducking and dodging if we knew that this assignment was going to take our life. If we knew, we wouldn't go. Oh, you got to be kidding. I ain't going there. Y'all go on and have a good time. Y'all go ahead. I'll be praying for you. I ain't going nowhere. Huh? If we knew that this journey was going to be our last journey, if this airplane ride was going to be the last airplane, if this Uber ride was going to be the last Uber, if this appointment was going to be the last appointment, if this journey was going to be the last journey, if this supper was going to be the last supper, we ain't going nowhere. If we knew that our life was going to be required, why? Because everybody want to live, but don't nobody want to die. Isn't that amazing? Everybody wants to live. Nobody wants to die. True story. Years ago, little small storefront church. Everybody loved Jesus. Shouting in tongues. And I'm not making fun of them because I speak in tongues too. I have my heavenly language. The Holy Spirit speaks through me. Huh? Dancing, all in the Holy Ghost. I ain't got no problem with that, baby. Look, you want to get a dance on? Shoot, I kick my shoes off in a minute. Let's get the Holy Ghost dance on. Dance like David danced. I ain't got no problem. I ain't making no fun of that. True story. So they know everybody loved Jesus. God came into the church to rob the storefront church. To rob the church. Huh? And I forgot how the conversation went. All I know is everybody in the church ran out the church. Why? Because don't nobody want to die, but everybody ready to go to heaven. That's something to think about. Okay, so let me move on with my point here. Jesus knew that this trip he said, get my donkey ready. He tells us here, and now he said, get my transportation. You know, you got to have some transportation. In today's time, we would say call Uber. You know, warm up the car. Okay? That's how we were communicating this time. He said, I have need of the donkey. Go and get him. If anybody say anything to you, let them know. I have need of them. Why? Because I got something to do. Jesus was willing to fulfill the prophecy that was already declared in Zechariah 9 and 9. When Jesus got on that donkey and headed towards Jerusalem, around this time right here, beloved, some 2,000 years ago, Jesus was preparing to die. He knew he wasn't coming back. He knew he wasn't coming back. He was preparing to die. Most of us, beloved, amen, glory be to God. Number one, we would be scared. We'd be scared. Don't want to die. When you know you got to die anyhow, but when the reality comes, you ain't ready to deal with it. Don't have nothing in order. Don't have nothing in order. Don't have a will. Don't have no insurance. Your poor family got to do a GoFundMe now to raise to $2,500 to have you cremated. You didn't want to be cremated. You wanted a traditional family, but you never communicated that to your family because you don't have nothing in writing. They don't know. If you don't know, how your family going to know? Now they got to do a GoFundMe, tangled deeds because of now the real estate is all tangled. You didn't have nothing in order. You don't know who get the house. You got stuff stashed away in your safe deposit box where nobody has the key. I mean, just everything out of order. Everything out of order because you wasn't planning on dying and you thought you had time to handle this, you know, a little bit later on. See, but especially, beloved, amen, when you know you're going to die. When you know you're going to die. The Bible tells us it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. Jesus went into Jerusalem to die, but he wasn't crying. He didn't say, boys, get out. I want you to go over there and pass a Walmart and get a box of Kleenex tissues. You know, to catch my tears and all my snot. He didn't say, I want you to go over there, you know, and find, you know, give me some boys in the hood. I need a couple bodyguards. I want you to go down into the gun shop. I want you to get me a Smith & Wesson. Okay, so, you know, I can shoot up some folks. Huh? Jesus didn't go there. Glory be to God. Jesus didn't get super spiritual because he was already spiritual. Glory be to God. And you know, when some people want to get super spiritual instead of dealing with their issues and they act like they so wrapped up in the spirit, they can't talk to you. You trying to talk to them and they talking in tongues and all that. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Because they scared. Jesus didn't do that. Just for a couple of minutes, let's examine. Jesus was preparing to die by sitting on that horse. He already knew his destiny. What did Jesus do after that? What did Jesus do? Well, beloved, I want to read four scriptures real quick for you, and I want you to write these scriptures down. Matthew chapter number 20. Verse number 17, I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to, you read it yourself because time won't allow me to do all this. Matthew chapter number 20, verse number 17 tells us, glory be. Well, first of all, let's read, I will read this. Matthew 20:17 says this. Now Jesus going up to Jerusalem to 12 disciples. Now this is before Jesus got on the donkey. We backing up. Okay. This is before. Matthew 21 tells about Jesus getting on the donkey for the triumphant entry. This is the chapter before that. Matthew chapter 20, verse 17. And Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples aside on the road and said to them, behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scorn and to crucify. And the third day he will rise again. That was in Matthew. Glory be to God. Now look in Mark chapter number 10, verse number 32. And it says, and they were on their way to Jerusalem with Jesus leading the way, and the disciples were astonished, while those who followed were afraid. Again, he took the 12 aside and told them what was going to happen to him. We are going to Jerusalem, he said, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles who will mock him and spit on him, flog him, and kill him. 3 days later, he will rise. All right? Go over to Luke, chapter number 18, verse number 31. Jesus took the 12 aside and told them, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be delivered over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, insult him, and spit on him. They will flog him and kill him. On the third day, he will rise again." So, beloved, Jesus knew. There go our proof right there from the disciples. Jesus knew what was going down. He knew that he was going to die. Jesus was preparing to die. He didn't turn back. He didn't say, "Cancel the appointment. I got a headache." He didn't say cancel the assignment. No, Jesus was preparing to die. Jesus told the disciples straight up. He said, they didn't comprehend at the moment. They didn't fully comprehend everything Jesus told them. But nevertheless, Jesus told them. Jesus gave them the good news, the bad news, and the good news all in one sentence. And they couldn't comprehend either. Couldn't comprehend that he was going to die, and they couldn't comprehend that he was going to rise again, as we'll be talking about that a little bit later on, amen, in the upcoming days. This is my point to you today, beloved. Jesus knew he was going to die. Jesus was preparing to die. But what was Jesus doing? I want you to go back to those same three scriptures I just shared with you, beloved, and I want you to keep reading in your own devotion today. You want to know what Jesus was doing, even though Jesus knew that he was about to die and he was preparing to die? The Bible tells us, beloved, that Jesus was working. The Bible tells us, amen, right after he told the disciples he was going to die, he had an encounter with the sons of Zebedee. And he was teaching them, beloved, about heaven and about the Father. The Bible tells us, glory be to God, right after, hallelujah, in the Gospel of Mark, right after he told the disciples he was going to die, Jesus was working. He was healing two blind beggars, glory be to God, they couldn't see. And Jesus had mercy on them and gave them their sight. Glory be to God. As Jesus, amen, was preparing to die, Jesus was working, and he healed blind Bartimaeus. Jesus was working. God darn it, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing, beloved, in your denial to embrace the fact that you're going to die too? Jesus knew that his time was right around the corner. Jesus knew he had about another week to go. Beloved, Jesus knew he had about another 7 days. Beloved, you don't even know if you got another 7 hours. What are you doing between now and then? How are you preparing to die? The Bible says Jesus rolled up his sleeves and said, "Let's get it going on. Who's next?" He went out there proclaiming, glory be to God, the kingdom. He went out there doing good. He went out there trying to help somebody. This is what Jesus was doing. Jesus was working. I want to ask you, what are you doing? What are you doing for the kingdom's sake? What are you doing to lift up Jesus? What are you doing? Are you preparing to die?
You see, beloved, preparing to die in reality, yes, you should have your business in order. Yes, you should have, you know, your will and your last request and all that. Amen, your insurance, all of that. Yeah, that's one part of it. But don't you know you can do all that and still miss heaven? Don't you know you can still do all that, amen, and bust hell wide open? Don't you know, amen, a lot of unsaved people got their business in order? Jesus said this in my closing today, beloved, John 11:25-26. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, hallelujah, though he may die, but he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? I come to ask you a question this morning. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? Hallelujah. Jesus says, well, if you believe in me, though you die, yeah, glory be to God, hallelujah, you shall live. Why? Because you was preparing to die. You got your house in order. You made Jesus your king. You made Jesus your Lord. You was about your father's business. Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, is going to enter into my kingdom. But he that doeth the will of my father, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Why? Because you was preparing to die. Come on, somebody. Do you believe this? Beloved, Jesus has the power over life and death, as well as the power to forgive sins. Why? Because he created life. Therefore, he can surely restore life. Whoever believes in Jesus has a spiritual life that death cannot conquer or diminish in any way. When we realize the power and the wonder of his offer to us, how can we not commit our lives to him? Hallelujah. To those who believe, what wonderful assurance. And certainly, hallelujah, we have it in him, beloved. Hallelujah, because chapter number 14, verse number 19 says, because I live, you also will live. You also will live. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Preparing to die that we might prepare to live. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. Work wise day. Because night cometh when no man can work. Get your work done. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, there's going to be a report card issued at the end. For the wages of sin is death. Oh, beloved. But we shall wear a crown. Those who are faithful, be not weary in well-doing. For in due season ye shall reap. If you faint not, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Inasmuch as your labor is not in vain. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Keep on working, beloved. Keep on working, beloved. Can you imagine somebody on their deathbed? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And they want to know, what is your last request? Glory be to God. They say, give me the telephone. I want to call such and such and see if they will accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Can you imagine somebody on their deathbed and say, what's your request? Say, I want to offer up a prayer for the unsaved and for the lost. Can you imagine somebody on their deathbed still being concerned about the Father, and the Father's will, and the Father's kingdom. Washington said, I'm going to work till I don't have no strength left. I'm going to work till I don't have no life left. I'm going to work till I can't work no more. I'm going to work the word, because the word of God works when you work it. Beloved, are you preparing to die? So that you can prepare to live. In Jesus' name, Father God, hallelujah, we say thank you and we bless you. If you're listening today, if you have never received Jesus Christ in your heart as Lord and Savior, I don't know why you're playing around. And hallelujah, why you're messing around. Glory be to God. I know you got plans on going to church on Easter, but I wouldn't wait till no Easter. Today that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. God is knocking on the doors of your heart right now in this moment. Why don't you open it up and let him in? Just confess in your mouth, with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. Ask God to forgive you for your sins. Invite Jesus to come in and sit on the throne of your heart and to rule as your Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Then ask him to help you to follow him all the balance of the days of your life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you will be saved. Hallelujah. And that's the beginning and not the end. And for those of you others, amen, that are already saved, why are you so lazy? Why are you so carnal? Why are you only concerned about yourself and not the will of the Father? Glory be to God. There's a work for you to do. That's the only reason God didn't save you and bring you straight to heaven. God could have saved you and then transported you straight to heaven, but he chose to leave you here because there's a work to be done. And the reapers earn wages. Will you tell the Lord yes? Well, I'm preparing to die. I know I'm going to die. I know I'm going to die. We prepare for everything. Some of you right now are preparing for weddings, okay? You're preparing for feasts. You're preparing for birthday parties. You're preparing for trips. You're preparing for this and you're preparing for that. We prepare for everything, see? But as we prepare for death, which we don't want to talk about, especially in the black community, yeah, oh, you bringing a curse here. You bringing death. You bringing a nah, I don't want to hear that. That's how I'll warp the mentality. Glory be to God. But why are you preparing for everything, beloved, and especially for death? Get your work done. Make sure your work is finished. Hallelujah. Because there's going to be a report card. Hallelujah. Every word, every deed is going to be judged. And judgment begins in the house of the Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, he is Lord, he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. Lord, Father God, we bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer and this word by the word, by the blood, by the Spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus, Father God, to decree and declare and declare and decree. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Father God, we say thank you. Father God, forgive us for being lazy. Forgive us just watching other people do the work, calling on other people to do the work, when we refuse to press in and do the work ourselves, when there's so much work to be done. There's so much work to be done in your kingdom, Father God. We are your hands. We are your feet. We're your voice crying out in the wilderness, Father. You have need of us. You, Father God, we always bringing you our needs, but you have needs. Jesus told them, I have need of that ass. I need that ass over there. Bring it to me. Jesus need our ass too. Father God, help us stop being lazy.
and rise up in faith and obedience and go where you're telling us to go and do what you're telling us to do and say what you're telling us to say, regardless of the consequences. Even if we got to ride into Jerusalem, it might be the last ride in. Glory be to God. But we're going up when after that. Sometimes we got to go in to go up. And so shall we forever be with the Lord. In Jesus' name, Father God, Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen, hallelujah. Some of y'all, everybody that know me know I'm raw and righteous. I'm raw and righteous. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. I'm going to tell it like a T.I. is. And for God get the glory and God get the honor and God get the praise. Amen. Everybody have a wonderful day. Meet us at the Friday night praise party tonight. Friday night praise party, amen, 9 o'clock, come on, come on, come on, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, and we thank God for the upcoming holiday, thank God for it, thank God for Palm Sunday, amen, thank God, thank God, thank God, amen, hallelujah, thank God that Jesus was preparing to die, and so are we, amen, that we might live, amen, eternally. In Jesus' name. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda, and my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom today. Amen. God be with you. Amen. Hallelujah. As you come and as you go. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Have a wonderful one. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation, it is already here. Love you.
He's a prince.